The Star of the Show by David Dixon, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Come one, come all. It's time for Magnificent Melody's Magical Magic Show. I love Sister. She loves me. We are a happy family. Children's Songbook, page 198.
Okay, Melody, let's try the stuffed animal trick again,
Lisa said.
The magic show is in half an hour.
Lisa looked at her 5-year-old sister. Melody's costume was awesome. She had on a top hat and a sparkly cape from the costume box. The cape was big on Melody, but that made it easier to hide tricks inside. Melody looked at the cardboard box with the 2 stuffed animals hidden inside.
That trick is hard,
she said.
I don't know if I can do it.
Lisa smiled.
But you're getting better all the time. Remember, the owl has shorter fur than the dog. You have to feel the difference inside the box without looking. Okay, try to pull out the dog.
Melody reached in the box. She felt around for a bit and pulled out the stuffed dog.
Yes,
Melody said. Lisa gave her a high five.
Great job. Now, keep practicing. It's almost time.
The girls had put up posters all around the house, inviting the family to Magnificent Melody's Magical Magic Show. The whole family was excited. Lisa wondered if she should have put her own name on the poster, too. Usually, she invented magic tricks and showed them to the family herself. Mom and Dad always liked them. So did her sisters. But earlier that day, Melody had asked Lisa to teach her some tricks. When Melody learned them so quickly, Lisa thought it would be a good idea to let Melody have her own magic show. She paused as she set up chairs in the playroom. Would this magic show still be as much fun? Lisa loved performing her own tricks for the family. It might be weird to only be an assistant. Then she watched Melody practice the flower trick again. She was having so much fun getting ready. 20 minutes later, Lisa called out,
Come one, come all. It's time for Magnificent Melody's Magical Magic Show.
Mom, Dad, Michelle, and Lily hurried to the basement. Lisa waited at the side of the playroom while Melody stood in the center of the pretend stage. Melody was about as excited as Lisa had ever seen her. Lisa suddenly didn't mind that she wasn't the star tonight.
For my first trick,
Melody said,
I'm going to turn this one flower into a bunch of other flowers.
That was Lisa's cue, even if Melody had forgotten the word bouquet. Lisa had to wave the magic wand for this trick. Melody's hands were busy in the folds of her magic cape. Lisa hurried across the room and waved the wand before returning to the side. Seconds later, Melody pulled out a bouquet of flowers. Everybody clapped. The ball out of the hat trick went perfectly, too. So did the other tricks they had practiced. Then came the grand finale. Melody held up the owl.
I'm going to change this stuffed animal by magic.
Lisa noticed that Melody looked a little nervous for the first time during the show. Lisa gave her an encouraging smile. Melody put the owl into the magic box. She waved her wand, said the magic words, and pulled out the dog. She did it! A huge grin spread across Melody's face as she finished her toughest trick. The whole family clapped and cheered. Lisa clapped hardest of all. This was much better than being the star of the show. She had helped her little sister feel magnificent. That was real magic.
Sidebar. The greatest joys we experience are in family relationships. The joys come from putting the welfare of others above our own. That is what love is. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency.
End of the story. The Star of the Show by David Dixon. Read by Kristen Hawkins.